For as our nerves is indeed man's enemy, for as our nerves is indeed man's enemy, don't be deceived by it. You have not seen the deceiving one.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف Our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Dearest Islamic brothers, we will discuss the second sickness of ruh. We discussed the first earlier, and that was to show off. That was riya or riyakari. The topic that we are discussing now is called ujub. Ain, jim, ba, ujub. Ujub means self-praising or boasting about your qualities, whether it is beauty or knowledge or intelligence, whatever that is with you and you boast about it and desire and cause ways and means that you are praised for that and you like doing that. That is also a sickness of the soul and it is called in Arabic ujub. Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razvi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya writes the definition of ujub on the page 17 on his book Ujub Yani Khud Pasandi. That's the name of the book. Now what's the definition? That a person relates his excellence, for example, knowledge or his actions or his wealth or beauty or anything. He relates that excellence to himself. And he does not fear that this excellence can be snatched away from me. That this excellence, this beauty that I am sitting with, can be taken away from me. He does not fear that. So in other words, that person forgets to relate his excellences to the one who does favors in reality, and that is Allah Azza wa Jal. So he does not relate excellences to the mun'im haqiqi. And who is mun'im haqiqi? Is Allah Azza wa Jal, because in reality he bestows the bounties. In reality he does favors. So whatever we have, we should relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to ourselves. If we are excellent in something, what should we do? That I'm excellent because of my Allah. Because Allah made me this way. So don't relate excellences to your own self. That is called ujub. For example, if someone is healthy, or he or she is beautiful, or they have wealth, or the person is intelligent, or he got nice voice, that he can read nice, can read Quran or Naat with a nice voice. And person starts thinking that, you know, I deserve it. And all this is because of me, because I'm good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. What this ayah kareemah is telling us? This ayah kareemah is telling us that don't relate purity to yourself. That means don't go and tell people, I'm pure, I'm good, I'm pious, I'm excellent. So don't relate purity to yourself, because by you relating purity to yourself will not make you pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who is pure and who is not pure. Now you going and telling the world that I'm pure, I'm good, I'm excellent. But maybe you are pretending. And if you are going and telling people so people can praise you, then indeed you are pretending. You're not good. And Allah knows who is good and who is not good. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Juraij rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that the meaning of this ayat is that when you do something good, then do not say that I have done it. When you do something good, what you must say? Do not say that I have done it. So if you have not done it, then what you must say? You must say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enabled me to do it. Don't say it, I've done it. Like for example, don't say, I have read my salat. The right way to say is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible for me to perform salat. So you're not relating a good action to yourself, you are relating the good action to the power of an enablement of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And Hazrat Sayyidina Zayd bin Aslam radiallahu ta'ala says that do not declare yourself as pious person. That means don't say that I'm pious, because this is ujub. This is ujub, self-praising, boasting. Sadrul Afadil, Hazrat Allama Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh writes under the commentary of this ayat in his tafsir Khazainul Irfan. He says that do not praise your good deeds proudly, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the deeds of His bondsmen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that happens to you from the day first till the day last. So He knows that whether you have done something for His pleasure, or you have done something to show off, or you are relating an excellence to yourself, or you are relating an excellence to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Also must understand there is a shari'i masla, there is a ruling pertaining to this, that this kind of boasting and showing off is prohibited when one does it to show off, or he wants praise from people, then it is prohibited. But if it is done to acknowledge the ni'mat, the gift of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, or if it is done to show happiness on the ibadat that Allah has gave me tawfiq to do ibadat, or if it is done to offer the shukr and gratefulness to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, then it is jais. So it comes back to the niyat, that with what niyat, with what intention are you telling the excellences. For example, if someone says, you know, I am qari, I am hafiz. Now there could be two intentions. One is that person is boastful and he wants people to praise him and respect him. And the other niyat could be that I'm saying it to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He made it possible for me to become hafiz. So the first one is bad and the second one is good. You understand that? So it boils down to the point that you must control your niyat. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who is ashamed of his sins is waiting the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. What is he waiting for? The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the one who likes self-praises, the one who boasts about the gifts and the ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is waiting the displeasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Both are waiting for something. So the one who repents and who's shameful and embarrassed about his sinning, he is waiting for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And one who is boastful, one who likes ujub, he is waiting the anger of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, understand the hukm shar'i of ujub. What is the sharia ruling regarding this sickness of disease? Ujub means self-praising, boasting is najais, means it's unlawful, it is prohibited, and it is a sin. It's not allowed. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, even if you do not commit any sin, I'm afraid of you getting involved in a bigger crime than sins. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that is ujub, that is ujub. Twice he said it with much emphasis, that is ujub, that is ujub. That's the sickness of ruh, that's the sickness of soul, that's there within you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, I'm not so much worried about other sins, as much as I'm worried about, and I fear that you will get involved in this kind of sickness of ruh. So in this hadith mubarakah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has declared ujub as a big and a major and a great sin. So therefore, if anyone has got this sickness of boasting, self-praising, liking that people must praise me. Oh, he dedicates all the excellences that Allah has bestowed upon him towards his own self. Then he's in danger. And it is necessary for all the Muslims to refrain from apparent and from hidden sins. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ. And leave open and hidden sin. That means, whether it is open and apparent sin that people can see, it's visible, whether it is a hidden sin that nobody can take note of, like showing off, like ujub, where nobody can gauge that. You can't check it through a blood test. No doctor can tell you that you are suffering with this disease. Isn't this disease is hidden? Only you know it, what you're doing. But it is a sin. And we are ordered to refrain from every sin, whether it is apparent or whether it is hidden. Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi writes, and a person who acknowledges an excellence in himself because of knowledge or actions or wealth, they are categorized in two types. One type is that although he has an excellence, but he fears that this excellence might be snatched away. That fear is there always. And he understands that this excellence could be changed at some stage, or it can be taken away completely. He fears that. So this kind of person is not khud pasand. Means that this kind of person is not caught in this sickness of ujub. Because he knows that this excellence comes from Allah, and this excellence is in the control of Allah, and whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take it back, he can take it back. So he is not caught up in this disease. But then, the second category is divided into two categories again. The first one is that he got an excellence and he does not fear that Allah will take this excellence away from me and will be snatched away from me. He's satisfied on that. But he acknowledges that this ni'mat comes from Allah. This is not my excellence. So this person is also not amongst those who are criticized. Because end of the day, he does believe that excellence that I possess is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is not because of my own hard work. It's not because of my own intelligence. It's not because I deserve it. It's not because I belong to this family or this tribe. That's why I must get it. Or because I have this color, so I must get it. You understand that? And then, the third category is that person who does not fear the decline of that ni'mat, that excellence. He does not fear that it can be snatched away. He's satisfied, he feels, no, it's with him, always with him. It will stay with him. And he relates that excellence to himself. He believes that I'm wealthy because I'm intelligent. He believes that I'm healthy because I eat well, I look after my health, I exercise, I do this, I do that. Because of my own doing, I'm healthy. So, these kind of people, they are caught up in this sickness of ruh, which is called ujub, and boasting, and self-praise. There is a beautiful story that would open up many issues of this sickness of disease. that a great wali, Hazrat Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala, he had many murids, many disciples, many devotees. So one of the murid, he used to see in dream every night that angels are making him ride on royal conveyance, horse or something, and they would take him to visit Jannat, and they would give him to eat different fruits and ne'mats of Jannat. So he would see that every night, and that led him to believe that he's very special. So he got caught up in the sickness of ujub, boasting, self-praise, you know, I'm excellent, I'm good because I'm good, I'm good because I deserve it, because it comes from me. So he stopped coming to his Shaykh. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu found out, where is he, why is he not coming? People did not know much. Somebody said, maybe he's not well. So Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided, let me go and visit him and find out how is he feeling if he's not well. When he went there, he saw this man is sound, no sickness. And he's sitting very proudly, did not even get up for his Shaykh, showed that respect. And Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, what's wrong with you? We thought you're not well and that's the reason you're not coming. But you are safe and sound, you got no sickness, no problem. So he said, well, I've become a great person now. So I don't need to come and sit in your khanka and take lessons from you. So Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi asked him, what happened? He replied and told his dream that every night angels come and they take me and I go on the visit of Jannat and I eat all the fruits and anything that I want. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala told him, okay, if you get this dream tonight, then you must read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. You know this? When you read La hawla wa la quwwata, what happens? Shaitan runs away. Do you know that? Yes, this is what happens. When you read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim, Shaitan runs away. That's a very great recipe to chase Shaitan away. So Shaykh told him to read that. So when in the coming night he saw the dream that angels came and they made him ride on royal conveyance and they took him to Jannat and they're showing him around and they're offering fruit and all that. He's very happy. And then he realized, let me read that what my Shaykh told me. So when, you know, he read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim, suddenly that beautiful garden and paradise changed into a hump of garbage. And then he got up with shock and he realized that that wasn't the truth. That was actually Shaitan that was misleading me. And because of that misleading of Shaitan, I got involved in this sickness of ujub. So he made tawbah and then he came in the court of his Pir Murshid for tarbiyat and for training again. You understand that how Shaitan and nafs attacks you to make you believe that I'm somebody. I'm special. I'm good. That's the reason that ulama ikram, great ulama, they always write humble words with them. If they write an article, if they write a fatwa, if they do something, at the end they say, Fakir, so and so. Afqarul ibad. You know, the biggest fakir, poorest of the poorest. You know, or they'll say, Al-Abdul Mudhnib. a sinful slave of Allah. You know, insignificant. I'm nobody. Because the time you start writing titles with your name, then you will be caught up. You will not find a real alim, mufti, who will write with his name, mufti so and so. He will write fakir, a student, a beggar. This is how he would write. It's the other people, they call him mufti, or they call him alim, or they call him allama. But he himself would say, I'm fakir, I'm poor, I'm not knowledgeable. You know, I'm jahil. I'm a student. I'm the one who sits at the place of shoes of people of knowledge. I'm insignificant. Because this kills that sickness, you know, of ruh, what is called ujub. So you understand the importance of humbling yourself all the time. More you humble yourself, more you would be protected from this disease of ruh, which is really a killer. Now there is a treatment. If you adopt that treatment, you can save yourself from this sickness. Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, Sahaba ikram, even though they were very pious, you know Sahaba, they were very pious. That's the first generation of Muslims. They learnt Islam directly from the founder of Islam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were the true people of taqwa. Their iman is the standard of truth. All that we know about our religion is because of Sahaba ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. They are trusted and loved by Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they were very muttaqi. They were people of taqwa. They feared Allah. They were pious. But still they used to say, wish I was sand. Wish I was, you know, few straws of grass. They used to wish that I was a bird. I wasn't a human being. You know why they used to wish that? They were the sincere people. They feared Allah. They understood the spirit of Islam. They used to fear that if I was sand, then there would not have been accountability upon me on the day of judgment. The sand is not human being. Sand does not have brain or intellect. Sand is not responsible to do right or wrong things, and on the day of judgment, it must be questioned. Would there be accountability on sand? Will there be accountability on grass? Would there be accountability on birds and animals? So, we are humans. Even though we are ashraful makhlukat, we are greatest of all the creations. But the biggest difficulty is that we are answerable for everything that we do, we say, and sometimes even when we think. And the one who is brought to answer, he is in difficulty. That's why we always say, oh Allah, forgive us without accountability. Because we are unable to stand for trials. It would be too difficult to answer the questions that would come in detail. We have done so many wrongs by tongue, by our actions, by our gestures, by our sign language, by the signs of fingers, eyes. So it would be very difficult. Therefore, the pious people, they understood the reality of this life. That's why they used to say, that wish I was sand, wish I was grass, wish I was an animal, wish I was a bird. Now, after seeing their lifestyle, how can an intelligent person boast upon his actions? And how can an intelligent person think that I'm selected, I'm protected? You know, the ni'mat that Allah has given me will never be snatched away, will never be taken away from me. How can you trust your nafs? An intelligent person would think the way Sahaba Ikram used to think. And if you start thinking that way, then you will be free from this disease of boasting and self-praising, which is known as ujub. So if you want to treat yourself, you have to think about it a lot. And when this ujub overpowers you, when this sickness of self-praise overpowers you, then you must start thinking about the ni'mat can be snatched away, the gift can be snatched away, the excellence that Allah has given me can be snatched away. And then you will have balance. Now imagine that there are so many kuffar in the world. They are deprived from iman. What wrong did they have done? What wrong did they have done to deserve that? That they are deprived from iman. They don't have iman. Maybe some of them might not even committed a sin in their whole lives. Maybe they're very upright, maybe they're very honest, maybe they speak truth, they don't mislead anyone, they don't cheat anyone. Those qualities might be there in them, but they're still not believers. So Allah is carefree. Allah is independent. Allah can decide whatever He wants to decide, nobody can question Him. So imagine and think, you know, what if, na'udhu billah, Allah forbid, I was included amongst them and deprived from iman? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent His mercy upon me. He has chosen me from millions and billions of people. And He guided me. He guided my heart, He guided my mind, He guided my soul towards the deen of Islam. How can I think I'm special? How can I think that it is because of me? Everything good that I have, it is because of me. No, dearest brothers in Islam and the viewers of Madani Channel, this is not the way that we should think. You must know that there are a lot of people who had iman, they were believers, but na'uzubillah, they died as non-believers. They left faith, they left deen. Or they kept on claiming that we are Muslims, but they adopted beliefs which were contrary to the fundamentals of Islam. Or they denied the essentials of deen, which is known as Dururiyat Deen. And sometimes they say we are Muslims, their names are like Muslims, but they are not Muslims in reality. So anything can happen to anyone. Keep in mind that Allah is independent. He can decide whatever He wants to decide. We have got no choice in this regard. And we cannot change His decision. We must always be fearful. And when you are fearful, then there are greater chances that the ni'mat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you, He will not snatch that ni'mat away from you. In fact, He will increase that ni'mat. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, then your ni'mat, your bounty, your excellence, your beauty, anything that you have in you will be increased. But if you are boastful, then you are not thanking Allah. You are not relating your excellence to Allah. You are not relating your beauty to Allah. You are not relating your knowledge to Allah. You are not relating your wealth to Allah. You are not relating your beautiful voice to Allah. You are not relating your skills of oratory to Allah. You are not relating your skills of beautiful writing, mesmerizing, you know, of your words and to Allah, and you everything relate to yourself, then you are caught up in that sickness, and that's a killer disease for the heart, for the soul. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, with this topic that we have discussed, there's an awakening from another dimension in our heart, in our soul, which nobody touches, nobody discusses, and nobody takes out that buried and hidden disease. But we are living with it. Don't you think that some of us have this disease? Don't you think that we ourselves sometimes are caught up in this disease? And we caught up, but we don't realize. We caught up, but we don't acknowledge that we got this disease. Or we caught up and we don't know that it is a disease. Maybe we feel fine. Maybe we feel comfortable. Maybe we feel that's okay. Maybe we feel, oh, because I'm good, so what? I'm excellent, so what? I got knowledge, so what? So if I'm saying that, nothing wrong with that. You don't say it boasting, you know, I have it, so I'm saying it. But again, intention plays a very big role. That why are you saying it? What's the reason? Are you saying it because you want to make people feel that I'm extraordinary, I'm excellent, I'm not weak like others? Or are you saying it to acknowledge the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal, to acknowledge the gift of Allah Azza wa Jal? So dearest Islamic brothers, we must be very careful about these kind of diseases which will put us in trouble on the Day of Judgment. And you must know that according to Hadith Mubarakah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has regarded this as the major sin. It's a big sin. And major sins cannot be forgiven without tawbah. And you don't know much about these sins, so when will you make tawbah? I mean, you will make tawbah, or you might make tawbah about a sin if you know that you have committed a sin. But if you don't know you have committed a sin, when will you repent? You won't. So therefore, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the mahal, in the environment of Dawat Islami, this kind of awakening is provided. This topic that I'm discussing with you is in one of the books printed by Maktabatul Madina, which is a department of Dawat Islam. So to insert the beautiful qualities in Muslims and take the bad qualities and the hidden diseases and the sicknesses of soul and heart away from them, so they can become a pure community. They can become a truthful community. They can become an upright community. They can become honest community. This is the kind of community that is a real Muslim community. And this is the kind of community that Dawat Islami wants to develop and establish throughout the world. And Alhamdulillah, there are millions and millions of people who are joining because they're seeing the beauty of Islam in Dawat Islam. Because they want goodness. They want piety. They want taqwa. And with the koshish and with the effort, Alhamdulillah, that's taking people closer to their goals, which they want to achieve in the dunya for the betterment of akhirat, for the success of akhirat. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, and wherever in the world we are, we must stay in touch and work together as a big team in the world. And that would help us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
For as our nerves is indeed an enemy. For as our nerves is indeed an enemy. Don't be deceived by it. You have not seen the deceiving one.